duet. We're going to duet.
Duet and wait.
To the two of you, I have some pretty sad news. We are in a state that is looking to ban things like Lucky Charms cereal, Gatorade,
bastards,
Oreos, because they apparently cause a lot of cancer. And
what doesn't?
Yeah, so not a great situation to find ourselves facing down that barrel, but I will pour one out.
We got to break out the Hydrox.
What about the Oreo Thins? Would that be like, is that okay? Like, could you?
That's probably just less cancer.
But. Less cancer, diet cancer.
All the cancer.
Give me all the family stuffed Oreos there, whatever that is. Hey, this is the Casual Hour. It's April 24th. My name is Bobby. With me, as always, is Chase and sometimes Johnny. It is the 372nd episode of our show, and we are recording this live on Twitch, YouTube, and for the first time ever, Instagram. So if you hear this and you're like, what? You can check out a whole new stinking layout.
Thanks,
Mark
Zuckerberg.
Thanks, Zuck. We appreciate it.
You might be seeing more of us now that TikTok is going to get banned.
It's true. Facing down some TikTok stuff. We're also looking at X slowly sinking into the pit of despair. It's not
sinking
great.
Sinking into the, Bobby, it is at least 10 feet below the pit of despair.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing.
It's fallen into the sub-basement of the pit of despair.
That's true. No. Yeah, Zuck 2024 MVP. Saving social networking one sad podcast at a time. We've got a hell of a show for you tonight. We're going to talk a lot about Fallout. So it could be hell, or it could just be a hell of a show. You decide. Chase is going to pick hell. I'm going to tell you.
I've seen it. I don't know.
Well, we're talking about Fallouts, I should say.
Well, I've seen the first. Other Fallouts are not good.
But we're also going to talk about No Rest for the Wicked from Moon Studios. And then Chase is going to give us an update on Unicorn Overlord. And we're going to talk in the news about Embracer and Friends, Konami Codes. We're going to talk a little bit about devs and live service games and what Nintendo thinks about Samus and Fortnite. So stick around, make yourself at home, and we'll walk you through what we've been up to and what we've been playing.
Sure as shit don't want Samus and Gary's mod.
No, not at all. Johnny,
like that the developers, yeah. Gary's mod, were like, hey guy, if you could do us a favor and just delete all your Nintendo shit and never upload it again, that really help us out.
That'd be perfect.
Get it out. We would love that.
A lot of people doing that.
Yep, not happening. Well, Chase, we were talking a little bit earlier on the intro about Fallout, and Johnny and I have been playing, and I streamed it on Friday, for God's sake, Fallout 76.
Don't know why.
It's a video game.
Apparently, we're not the only ones thinking through things.
Does it finally work? Did they fix it?
It's in a pretty damn good state.
It's okay. Listen, if you go into it with just rock bottom expectations, not expecting to get anything meaningful or transformative out of it. If you just want to play a fucking video game.
I would just play Starfield. If my expectations are already at rock bottom,
I think this is better than Starfield.
Listen, you can do this with a friend, though.
Friends.
That's with friends. You know, if you have ever been in a point in your life where you have enjoyed a Fallout game and just walking around those worlds with their, you know, oh, look, the skeleton had time to write a note before it died to let us know how he died.
They put a teddy bear on a toilet.
Yeah,
that's storytelling, baby.
it's fun. Like that's all it is. It's not. I wouldn't say it is necessarily a good video game.
It's a video game.
It's a video game. I haven't.
Sorry, remind me how this one works. Like you say, there's multiplayer. Is it like instanced? Is it like, hey, this is an area for like. 10 so, players or something.
It's not I don't like know.
World of Warcraft where
no, everybody's in one like I can't remember exactly how many people are in whatever instance of the game you're in. But it's enough so that you know you have your party, and then there are other people wandering around the world as well. And I haven't bumped into any other players. I have had the thing where I don't know, Bobby. Do you know how you get to the point where you can drop a nuke somewhere on the map?
I mean. I have ideas. I've not done it myself. No.
But yeah, that is a thing that like you as a player can do in the game.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe if you're trying to wipe out.
So I mean,
settlement. Johnny,
let me hop in here on this one. So yeah, Chase, it's really more of like a micro MMO is how they kind of coin it. There are smaller instances that you load into a shared map with other real players, and you can go into PvP. They have like events that you can join in on. They also have things that you can go and raid and do that whole piece if you want to do it. But they let you turn on a pacifist mode right out of the gate, and you don't worry about engaging in any of that shit. It is a really productive community. The people that have stuck with this game passionately for good reason take care of one another, and they will drop all kinds of shit. They've got these chests marked where people can put goods in for new players. But you do come out of a vault. You are actually one of the first vault dwellers to leave and exit, and that's why it feels a bit more, you know, barren. But since the game came out, they've added in factions and a whole bunch of quests that go with that. There's seasonal events. There's also just a bunch of really fucking Fallout-ass Fallout stuff happening.
Yeah, it seems well-supported, I would say.
Like they've added stuff from the show at this point, too, right? Like
They've got the ghouls outfit. They've also got Lucy's outfit. And they have you can see a backpack on your character in this one. And they've got a Vault 33, because you come out of Vault 76 in this. They've got a Vault 33 backpack.
But they all a bit of the Cyberpunk 2077 stuff.
They did that. And they also added in the Ranger outfit, I think is what it's called, from New Vegas. The dude that's on the cover of that's in the game. So, and they've got a lot of just wraps and shit for the power armor. That's where they've really kind of gone crazy, is skins for that outfit.
Yeah. But it is, I had zero intention of ever playing this game because it came in so very hot, like the surface of the sun. And
well, we know who made it. So,
yeah. But also then you had the shit with the collector's edition. Like there's some real like shady shit that happened.
Oh, right. The bags.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People were so angry about those bags.
I mean, they were sold
for a false bill of goods, man.
But man. Yeah. Like they had every right to be upset about that.
I will call out is I haven't seen anything, cause I've been playing a lot, probably a little bit more than Johnny at this point in time.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say for me, it just feels like I'm playing a new Fallout game. Things are a little off. Like the VAT system isn't exactly what you'd expect it to be.
Like that, I knew about that from some video I watched about it when it first came out. Chase, do you know what we're talking about?
I know the VAT system.
So in VATs, normally you hit it, it slows way down. Mm-hmm. So and then you have time to figure out where you want to aim. This, it's like actively tracking because they can't
freeze the world because they're
exactly the world. Yes. Yeah, so that is a little strange. It drains your stamina or your AP. You have an AP bar, which is essentially just your stamina. And as you're using fast, that's what gets drained.
There's also food and water requirements in this.
Yeah, thing. Yep. So you're still dealing with rads, and you know you're picking up stim packs and rad away, and then all that shit that you've come to expect.
But there's some cool shit in it, man. Like being in the mountains. They've got like Mothman, and there's a whole cult that worships the Mothman, and that's a pretty neat thing. There's also some
you get two rad counters, and then you have to discard cards on the top of your library. It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm talking about Magic
Gathering. Yeah, you know,
I was talking about the wise Mothman. So
yeah, it's great. Yep, it's wonderful. The world is fun. I think the setting is really cool for this, and
where is the setting? Where are they in
7? West Virginia,
and so coming in West Virginia.
That's right. They use the song.
Yep.
The radio is really good.
The radio is so fucking good in this one. God, it's great.
Just committing acts of horrendous violence while all these songs from the 40s and 50s are playing.
I do feel like we're kind of burying the lead a bit. We talked about the show and we're going to talk a little bit in the news maybe about it, but there's more players than ever playing this game. They actually had over 1 million concurrent people playing it. There's even more playing Fallout 4, and I'll talk more about that in my segment, but it's pretty remarkable to see a game that got dunked on so hard at launch, that did all the wrong things at launch on their own accord, just have this life breathed into it And the interesting thing about it, outside of adding in a few skins for the show, Chase, there's so much content here. There's so much stuff.
A lot of time.
Yeah. So there's people who are coming in, and the thing that they've really done well, they have a service that you can subscribe to that gets you more currency. It's kind of like the Fortnite Plus and all the crew, or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. But they've discounted down like the catch up packs. Oh, hey, Fallout first pack. It's you get everything that's ever been here. And they've got people like they did a free taste of that Fallout 1 or whatever it's called. And it's been pretty fucking crazy to just see what's the zeitgeist that's formed around it. Cause I finished the show. I think the show's incredible. It's certainly going to bring a lot of hype with the ending and what they kind of focus in on. And I think you're seeing that right now. There's just an appetite that Microsoft and Bethesda and everybody should be tapping into in some fun and inventive ways. And
it's interesting how these shows have, it's not just this show, a number of video game shows have really revitalized.
Yeah.
The community on some
Cyberpunk some first, right?
Cyberpunk definitely.
Fallout Witcher
for sure. Witcher. I guess I mean they made like the prettier version of The Last of Us, which I guess was trying to get on.
Yeah,
and obviously everybody loves Halo after watching the awesome Halo show. So you know,
I think isn't it Amazon that
these days.
Amazon also has the rights to God of War, I'm pretty sure. And I know the Borderlands movie. Yeah, they do. Borderlands is coming out as a movie. And then Netflix. Netflix is they're working on Horizon. And so there's going to be a Horizon series over there, which will be cool. So, yeah, I think it's neat to see people getting to experience something like this. And look. As much as we fucking dunk, rightfully so, on the shit that happens with Bethesda, their community is probably enjoying life a lot right now. And to see how
they could use a win.
They could use a win.
Howard can buy another leather jacket now.
Good. There's a video of him talking to IGN on the red carpet, and they're like, yeah, we gave it a 9. And you could that man hasn't heard that in a long time. And the way he froze and fucking turned and was just like, I'm going to take you out for a steak dinner. I love you. You're the best. He could not believe it. It was really, really something to see.
You guys like something that we made? Wow.
But I echo Johnny a lot. Like Johnny nailed it. This has been, I had a rough week outside of the show, just like moving shit so stupid that the nights that I've been just kind of taking it easy, running around West Virginia in this world, like, has been so cathartic. It's just a lot of fun. There's a really cool building mechanic. I started working on a base for us. We're going to show it off on Friday night. And that's been a lot of fun for me. But it's more Fallout than it is an online game. Like, I've played Elder Scrolls online a little bit, and it
feels like I'm playing a fan mod.
Yeah. That's a really great way of putting it.
But I mean, obviously Bethesda has all of the extra stuff that they add on top of it, but like the moment to moment stuff, Fallout never felt like a game that necessarily needed to have a multiplayer element to it.
No, but it works.
This isn't procedurally generated, right? Like there's one
space
instance for.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's some really cool spots. The one thing that I think's awesome, and I learned about this tonight when I was working on the base, you can actually bring some of the vendors and set up vendor camp where you're at. And they have NPCs now that will come by that are like traders and stuff. So if you set up by certain things, like if you go near an enemy faction, like there's a really cool castle that people are trying to like make as a camp, but it's next to a super mutant camp. So every day it just respawns. And you get a little surprise when you go home, but it's neat. Like I'm having a good time with it. I don't think it's the best Fallout game by a long stretch, but I think it's a well-supported game with a very, very happy community right now. And it's free in a lot of places and it's on Game Pass. So very little effort to get in there and check this out with your friends. I think it's a perfect Game Pass game for that.
Yeah.
Johnny, anything else that you want to chat about on what you've been playing? If not, I'll keep the Fallout stuff going and talk about 4.
No, I'm I am on a mission to beat Baldur's Gate 3. That is
valiant. Valiant effort.
You know,
I don't.
It's okay.
I'd like you to tell me. I don't know.
I don't know exactly how close I am to the end. I know that I'm pretty well into the third act still. I'm hoping I've got maybe like 15, 20 hours left.
I have not received my physical edition from Larian yet, but I still think I might beat you.
That's a bold thing.
We'll see. I would like to finish that. And then after I'm done with that, I think I really, really, really want to get back to Yakuza, and I want to play some more Dragon's Dogma too.
There you go.
But yeah, that's all I've been up to.
I've been playing a lot of stuff. As I mentioned, I was playing a lot of Fallout 76, but I did fire up Fallout 4 because tomorrow, at the time of this recording, that would be April 25th, the next gen patch drops for Fallout 4. Adding a lot of quality of life, some new in-game items, a few new quests, and some really needed performance things on
console. Are they calling it the next-gen patch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, that's weird. I feel like we've been in the next-gen long enough.
I know. This was announced 4 years ago.
A lot happened four years ago.
Yeah. So I fired up Fallout 4, which is the first Fallout game that I've completed. And I had a really good time with that game. I know it got shit on by a lot of people, but I think it had some great Nick Valentine's one of the coolest video game characters ever.
Nick Valentine.
Nick Valentine rules. The fucking going up to Maine was really great. Anyway, I realized as people started to just dump videos on the internet after the show came out, there was a lot of this game I didn't see. I thought I did quite a bit. There's a lot of that world I didn't get to go and do. So I fired it up, put my character into it, and on PC where I'm playing it, they have made that game look great. And I think after tomorrow's updates, I'm going to see what happens with mods and really just mod it out. And I actually might do a playthrough of that game again. I had a really good time. I've had a much better time in 4 than 76. And that game looks and feels good. And there's really good voice acting in it. I know the writing has left some people feeling like they needed more, but I think that's a good game. And I might be playing a little bit more Fallout 4, all that to be said.
I never finished 4. I finished 3 and I finished New Vegas.
Yep. I played through 3 a couple of times.
I think I stopped right around meeting the brother of Steel in 4.
There's a lot of chatter and smoke coming from Microsoft about a supposed remaster of New Vegas, and I think there was too much being talked about for that not to be a real thing, and especially with what's going on now and just some of the beats in the show, I think that is going to be a thing we get. So I'm going to hold off. I know Johnny's going to do a modded playthrough this year, which I think is great. I honestly would just like you to stream that and I could talk to you and watch it, but I'm
surprised we haven't gotten like a proper remake or even remaster of Fallout 1 and 2.
I mean, Wasteland.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you have other series that are trying to do the same
thing. Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just
like that, what they did for like StarCraft and stuff, you mean, and Diablo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Like it still looks like that, but they make it look nicer.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a rights issue because of all the different companies and those games have run through at this point. But it just seems like with everybody liking Fallout again, why have we not gotten back to the original games that sounded like they were universally beloved?
I got a better question.
I wonder if they're,
why wouldn't they just fucking let one of the multiple studios, Obsidian, make a new fucking Fallout game and make a good one?
I don't know.
Well, I imagine Bethesda is like, well, we want to make it.
I think
an Elder Scrolls 6.
That's my point. That's what I'm getting at. I think that I've asked Johnny offline if he feels, because they've announced Elder Scrolls 6 will be next. They said they were starting work on Fallout, but Elder Scrolls is next. I ask the question, does the success of this show and the immediate renewal for season two change the priorities at Microsoft Bethesda? And does the new Fallout game come out before the next Elder Scrolls? And I think potentially if Bethesda kind of oversees and lets somebody like an Obsidian, because they have Avowed shipping this year, and I think that they're working on another Outer Worlds. Yep. But I could easily see them shifting and moving some folks over and saying,
give it.
I mean, they're not a huge studio. So like, no. They're already working on two games plus continuing to support Grounded. I don't think they have room to do that. I don't even know if they want to do that, because I feel like what they're getting, what they would get out of doing a Fallout is what they're already doing with Outer Worlds.
Sure.
So I think that's a hard sell, even though I would love that. That's what I want, because, you know, we've talked about it before. Obsidian makes your game better than you do.
It's true.
I don't think it would change Bethesda's math of, you know, they make more on Elder Scrolls anyway. And if people see a new Elder Scrolls game, they're going to go buy the new Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah.
Regardless of quality, as we've seen. But I think you can still be right that for something like a remake of New Vegas or something, that they could farm that market for another company, even if it wasn't Obsidian. They can find another developer somewhere in the Xbox catalog, and they could say, okay, you guys are going to make this one.
Yeah.
You have the template, you have all the stuff, and we can give you support. But I absolutely think we'll see another Fallout game before we see an Elder Scrolls, but I don't think we'll see a brand new Fallout game.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I'm going to give two quick, a very brief update. I got water on Mars, boys. Planet Crafter continues to be great. That place now has water, and I've actually been able to grow algae, and I've got stuff to start to introduce out into the atmosphere. It's starting to look a little bit greener there on that red ball.
Greener pastures.
I'm having a great time there.
Interested in these new developments.
But the other game I want to talk about is No Rest for the Wicked. We talked about this on our April preview episode. This is the latest game from Moon Studios. You know them best for their work with Ori. This game came out on April 18th. It is an early access. I guess you can call it like an ARPG. It feels very much like it has a style from Dishonored mixed with Diablo and Dark Souls. That's really what the game looks like, and it plays gothic. Very gothic. It plays incredibly well. It'll set you back $39.99 right now. It is on PC only at this time, I believe, but it is very cool, and I keep finding myself fighting this urge of like frustration, because it is hard as hell. But it feels like a hard Zelda game to me, just given the perspective that you're playing it in versus some of the things that you would get with a Dark Souls. And for anybody who's tuning in or watching or subbing or any of those things, I'm not the biggest fan of Souls-like video games. That's primarily Johnny here on this show. But I appreciate them.
I'm the one who's played the last From Software game, though, so I think.
Oh, I didn't say From Software, I said Souls fan. I stand corrected, of course. Like, but
I'm the one who stands the developer these days.
Yes, you are the Mech Hua, and Johnny is the Pain Hua.
I can't even begin to take this seriously. So.
But
it's true.
What I will tell you is, this seems to be way more approachable for me, at least. So if you are somebody who has, from a distance, appreciated these types of games but never found your footing, this could be it for you if you have the means to play it. It is balancing a few different things. So you have weapons that will change your weight, so you can go from a hop to a roll, much like those Souls games. You have sword and board, you have daggers, you have short swords, all kinds of armor and loot that you're getting. So there's a lot of the Diablo-esque stuff from that. You are sitting down at a campfire to cook, and then enemies will respawn, but there's ranged enemies. You have magic capabilities. It's really slick. The presentation, the story seems to be gripping so far for like being just out in early access. I think they've got a hell of a thing here. And Moon stands pretty committed to what I think is storytelling, immersive, just mechanics. They build very good video games, and there has been some good feedback already. And multiple patches out that have fixed some of the things out of the gate. So it seems to be a hit. I think it's got some cooking to do still from what I'm reading online, but looking at this firmly from somebody who doesn't play the genre, I'm having a really good time with it. And I think for people who have been on the fence a bit, give it a shot.
Nice. But
very neat. Chase, is there any light at the end of this tunnel?
Yeah, I'm in the last area of Unicorn Overlord, and I'm relatively close to finishing it, I think, unless they try to do some bait and switch where it's not actually the end of the game. I think
that absolutely could happen for what you got going on.
It certainly could.
You know the type, Chase. You know what you signed up for. They're going to dance all over you here.
But I think I'm close. I've got just a little under 60 hours in this game.
Okay.
At the moment. But man, I still really, really like that game.
It looks so fucking cool. We have a quick look up if anybody's watching. You haven't heard of that from us. Chase and I talk over some gameplay. Go watch that. It's very, very well done on telling you what the hell.
Game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really cool looking characters. And then you just get to the cutscenes and you go, man, that's boring. you guys wrote a boring ass video game. Like even tonight I was playing, you know, a couple hour session, and there were two giant revelations that happened. One was like, oh, you're actually the daughter of that dude.
Oh,
and
God.
One was, oh my God, you're like the prophecy person. And both of them washed over me like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, who cares?
So not the
it's just
not the revelatory important moment that maybe they were hoping for.
They just feel kind of rote. And
is it just like very boilerplate?
Yeah, but I think it's just also not told all that great. Mm. It's
because I liked the story that I went through in 13 Sentinels. Didn't you like the story in 13 Sentinels?
I think this was a little bit different.
That story was just fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. Like,
yeah, you know. Yeah. But that was a game that was more focused on story. I don't know who wrote. I don't know if the same writers of 13 Sentinels wrote.
Oh, okay.
Unicorn Overlord. It's possible that they brought in somebody to do 13 Sentinels. But, I mean, what you're here for, though, is the gameplay, which I still think is incredible. I think it's got a lot of really cool systems in it. I've been tinkering with my team even more. I'm starting to get some really busted items that allow you to play around. I'm starting to watch YouTube videos now that I feel like I have almost, if not all, the characters at this point. I'm starting to see, like, oh, here are some in-game builds and watching, oh, that's really cool. You can... Right now, like, my coolest team is this archer who can shoot freezing arrows at of the opponents at once and just awesome. Freeze the entire team. But the problem is you want to get her to act first. So you have another character in there that has the ability to make them go next. It's like, okay, actually, it's your turn now. And then I've got another character who goes,
it's kind of like Persona Reloaded a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. I can see that. Like, it's the way you just stagger all the abilities. So you have one person who goes, okay, I want my archer to act first. So they give them that ability. And then the archer's about to go. And then I've got another character that goes, okay, I know you're about to shoot an arrow. So what I'm going to do for you is it's a guaranteed hit. It's a guaranteed crit. And your physical attack is higher. And she's like, yeah, okay, sure. But the problem is, like, her big arrow move is a charge move. So she has to charge it up on one turn and then wait to release it another turn. But then that one character said, oh, hey, you can act first. Also goes, oh, actually, you should just act now. Like, so fuck waiting. Why don't you just do it right now? And then she's like, yeah, okay, fine, fuck it. And she just releases the arrows just freezes the entire other side. Or it just kills them. And more likely, it just fucking murders all of them. It's really cool to see the dominoes fall that way and to go against some enemy teams who will try to fuck that up in some different ways. It's like, okay, this guy, he's got a thing where he acts before anybody does, and he does a true strike, which means it always hits. And if he can get to the back row and do it on this person, maybe my carefully laid strategy won't work anymore. So it is kind of fun to balance out these things and see, okay, how do I stop that from happening? Well, I get this big shield guy in the front and I you know, have him with a certain kind of build on him so he can block those kinds of attacks specifically. Just, it's really neat.
So I did a little bit of research, and 13 Sentinels was written by George Kamatani, the founder and president of Vanillaware.
Okay.
And Unicorn Overlord was created by Takafumi Noma. The concept of it was in 2014. And then with the blessing of George Kamatani, Noma took on the roles of director, programmer, and lead artist. I couldn't see anything anywhere about who did the writing, but I assume, I would assume it's safe to say that maybe this Takafumi Noma was the person that...
Maybe.
I mean, it seems like very Obsidian. Straightforward from what Chase showed me.
Yeah, I mean, like Obsidian, they could have multiple games that are being led by different teams, and you're not going to necessarily have the same writers on all these things. But I'm still having so much fun in the playing of the game that it kind of doesn't matter that the cutscenes are boring. And the cutscenes are still gorgeous. Like, it's still really cool to look at that character art. And there are so many characters that I see them. I see a new character pop up and I go, oh, he's really cool. I want him on my team. He's like, look at his fucking shield. That's fucking awesome. I want that. Like, oh, that girl's riding a dragon. I want that. I want that. Okay, cool. And then that's the other problem is I have so many cool people on my team that I just want to fill all my spaces with them. And it's tough to find a spot for everybody. There's a space.
You have to kill your darling sometimes, Chase.
Totally. There's an area to the north where they're all beast people. So you start to get variations of the normal kinds of like here's the guy with the big shield, but up north it's a big bear. It's like a huge bear and he's got a huge shield. Or you have
pretty cool thief.
You have your thief character who's, you know, really fast and evasive, but there's like a fox character up there who's like the fox thief. You're starting to get angels and other people like that are added demons? To the team, and it's just getting really crazy. No demons. There's a dark knight.
Ooh, and Batman's in this game? Awesome.
It's I love it. I'm having a great time.
That's great.
It's definitely going to be in my top 10, if not higher. There's
I think that game will be higher based off what you've shared so far.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Higher.
That's awesome.
Sure. So I do need to finish that pretty quickly though, because I miscalculated. Because Aiden Chronicles 100 Heroes
came out today or tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow, right? Or is it out? Yesterday.
It's out. Yeah. It's out. And I didn't realize that because, you know, I was kickstarting it and I had the email that said, hey, we're going to send out codes to people, you know, a day or two before it's actually out so you guys can have it. Great. And then I just never got an email. I know I backed this. I should get the code. Where's my code? And I had to go to the Yeti fulfillment thing, and it's like, oh, your code's right here. I was like, yeah, but you didn't email it to me. So how was I supposed? Okay, fine. So it all worked out. I got my copy of the game, but I didn't play it 72 hours early like we were supposed to be able to. I guess some people probably did. Doesn't matter anyway. I wouldn't have gotten to it because I'm still playing Unicorn Overlord. But I'm really excited to play Aiden Chronicles. I hear that game's really good. I've seen some early buzz.
I think it's sitting at a mixed on Steam last I checked.
Okay. I've been seeing people say like it's everything I wanted from a new Suikoden and more.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. I've seen people saying that, and then I've seen some people saying it's not as good as they hoped it would be. So I'm eager to hear.
It's on Game Pass right now, so
to get into it,
maybe we can check it out.
I'm jazzed to play it. I've got it on the Switch. I got it downloaded as soon as Unicorn's finished, I'll hop right into that. Not like I'm looking forward to going into another probably pretty long RPG. The Suikoden games have generally been relatively short on game time in the past, so maybe this one is also quick. I haven't gone to how long to beat or anything, but
happening for me. Mad lad.
Yep.
Well, why don't we get our friends here in the room and let's talk about what we're going to be doing here. Let's get some friends.
Let's bring it in for just a very nice, warm embrace.
One last embrace, as they say.
Embracer Group, my friend and yours. Mm-hmm. They've just been
friends.
Friends now. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so son
of a bitch. I just went to How Long to Beat. Aiden Chronicles is like another 60 hours. God,
you
damn it.
Fool. You absolutely
they did it to me again.
Again, for Chase's, this is not news, Chase. We know who you are. We know what you're about. You know what you're about.
Season 2 is like 12 hours long.
How old is that game?
I mean, yeah, but
pretty old.
That's yeah,
supposed to be. It's another one of those.
So the Embracer Group, they've been going through it. You know, they laid off a bunch of people, a bunch of students.
They've been going through it. They've been going through them.
We've had a few that have acquired their independence.
Unembraced.
Yeah, they've become unembraced.
Unembraced.
And this came out a couple days ago. They are going to split into three new companies.
Good for them.
Coffee Stain and Friends, which is described as a diverse gaming entity that will focus on indie, mid-market, and free-to-play games, as properties such as Deep Rock Galactic, Goat Simulator, Satisfactory, Wreckfest, Teardown, and Valheim.
Oh, nothing to nothing to sneeze at.
No.
I'm
no,
friends. Like, yeah. I'm friends.
Don't have a problem.
Bobby is friends.
Yeah, Bobby is friends. Hello.
Yeah. My problem
Bobby is with friends.
Embracer, not with necessarily the studios that they
you don't know that. Don't talk about my friends that way.
Huh?
What are the other two companies?
Asmodee Group or Asmodee?
No friends. They have no friends. Again, repeat, no friends.
Publishing and distributing tabletop
games. Fucking losers. Get some fucking friends.
That's why there's no friends.
You've got Ticket to Ride, Seven Wonders, Azul, Catan, Dobble, and Exploding.
You know, the games you have to have friends.
Yeah.
If you don't have friends, you can't play those games.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, I'll tell you right now, I have no friends that want to play Satisfactory, but somehow they think that they want to be there with me. Fuck them.
I didn't realize Exploding Kittens was part of that. I might reach out to Carol and ask.
Well, she's already tweeted. You know, her actual fans know this.
Her actual friends.
Please.
She has friends.
Not these interlopers.
You done?
No. Getting warmed up.
What's the last one?
Finally, my favorite, my personal favorite, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends, which I posit is what Sauron rebrands Mordor to make the.
It's the most fucking frisky ass dingo comment I've ever. Welcome to Middle Earth and Friends Doom.
No, Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta
this is
Simon, we can't go back to Arizona.
Black Army that's going to be marching across Middle Earth and raising the Shire. As the name implies, it's going. They have the Lord of the Rings IP.
I call it Sauron's and Friends.
Killing Floor, Dead Island, and quote is described as a quote creative powerhouse in AAA game development
naturally.
And publishing.
Sounds boring.
What a bunch of fucking dorks!
Yeah, they
fuck you, Ed Racer. You fucking pricks!
Yeah,
the best part is the CEO, right? Like,
oh my god,
just chirping off, just saying the stupidest shit. Like, dude, just shut the fuck up, like. No one cares what you say.
Whatever
like,
the corporate version of tweeting through it is, that's exactly what he's been doing.
He's having a moment, that one.
Like
he had some
hey, Wes.
Like I've got the you know, I'm pretty sure I have the confidence of every CEO of all the developers that are part of the Embracer Group still. I'm like, I don't think
do you?
I don't think that's true.
No, certainly.
Moving on though, A Konami code variant was found in Castlevania Legacy of Darkness. It's been waiting there for 25 years. I thought this isn't like earth shattering news or anything.
Kenobi code is different. That's up. I've got the high ground.
Yep, I gotcha. That's a pretty cool
Star
joke.
Wars reference. I Bobby obviously didn't get that, but you get that as
he doesn't like Star Wars.
Jason, I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, I got it.
I can't stand Star Wars. This fucking fools.
He likes Count Dooku.
So
more like Count Doodoo.
It is. What does it do? I read this article and now I don't remember.
What's the dog?
It does doing? A bunch of different stuff. Hang on, I'm trying to find the paragraph where it says.
Chat did ask if Embracer employees get multiple Christmases now.
Yeah, they do. They do, actually.
Yeah, you get to have your friends over this week.
Oh my god, why I can't I okay. It unlocks characters, outfits, and hard mode. And there are even more variants. So use the C buttons for this because it is an N64 game. And yeah, it's, well,
it's understandable that nobody's ever found it because I don't think anybody played the N64 Castle.
That's true. That is true, Chase. But still, it's always fun whenever something like this gets discovered randomly, and also just makes you wonder how many other like undiscovered things like this are just waiting for some speedrunner.
They found it actually in Vampire Survivors, where they found the code first. That's surprise, shocking. Okay. Yeah,
that it was game with zero vampires.
Yes.
This other, god damn it, 70% of devs unsure of live service game sustainability. Now that
you think low.
That does seem low, like given the way things are trending.
That's more, what, 70%? That's it? I mean, that's all you can give us?
It depends on what you call a live service, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, clearly. The Suicide Squad, hello. Yeah,
600 developers were interviewed between February and March 2024. This is from GameDeveloper.com. Justin Carter is the author here. 39% of participants had mild worries over current live service business models. 31% were very concerned, while a combined 29% either had no fears or were unsure.
Are you sure? Unsure? Fearful? Scared?
Yeah.
Very scared.
The 30% is everybody who works at MiHoYo. They're like, oh, yeah, we're fine.
The yes. Really interesting thing is just like people are playing, more hours are being spent played games, but fewer games are being played. It's, you have these black hole games like Fortnite and your PUBGs, your Genshin Impacts, things like that, that take up most of.
I wouldn't know anything about a game that would take up.
No, hours. You're living clean, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not. He's still buying. He's still buying bikinis for his.
You know
his
what? Idols. Okay, Chase.
I got a little bit dirty yesterday.
Did you play Destiny?
No, but I did watch a pre-roll YouTube ad that was a trailer of the final shape, and I was.
Are you going to play that?
I mean, I probably eventually, right? Like, you got to finish the story.
Okay, I was going to say,
I'm the Cody Rhodes of Destiny. I have to finish the story.
If you go,
I'll give you a watch.
Year without playing Destiny, I will get you a 12-month chip. I will find a way to make that happen.
That's not a very good prize.
Make that for you.
You didn't say it's a chocolate coin, you son of a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Deal now, back on the table.
I'm sorry.
Now, all right. We got candy up in
the air. That's how they track their progress.
No, I'm going to play. I'll play the final shape.
He can quit whenever he wants, Johnny.
I want to see the stuff. You know, there have been some cool guns that they've shown off. I'll play Destiny. But
do it.
I am in a good mode.
Get in there and slut it up in Destiny.
Chase is living clean.
Hey, Rebirth, Unicorn Overlord, Eden Chronicles. Like, I'm fine. I've got 180 hours of video games.
Why don't let's
stuck in?
Why don't we show me? Let me see your phone.
Shot here.
What's going on with Fire Emblem Heroes?
It's not on my phone.
On your iPad.
Shut up.
Mind your own goddamn business.
I haven't spent money in that game for a long while. I still play that
time
game.
Time is money, yeah. Chase.
It's been at least three weeks.
Bobby. I spend about 5 to 10 minutes in that game every day, every morning.
Wow. You're a little bit longer than I thought you would be.
How much of your day is spent thinking I could be playing Fire Emblem Heroes right now?
No, even less. Mm. I'm trying to not think about Fire Emblem Heroes when I'm playing it. I'm watching a YouTube video because it's so easy just to do my dailies while I watch a YouTube video.
Sure.
I'm not paying attention to that game at all.
Well, I'm proud of you.
We're all very proud.
Now ask me how much I play Magic Arena every day.
Well, no, we don't need to talk about that.
This is a family-friendly show.
That's shit, I'll tell you.
That's fine.
It's a little early.
Lastly here, hey, you guys know Samus from the Metroid games?
Yeah, that's the guy. That's that dude.
Yeah, right? Samus. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Very famously at the end of the first game, Samus's armor comes off and it's just a man standing there in a Speedo.
Absolutely.
What else would it be? I don't know. Certainly not a woman. Who could imagine? Trying to wokeify these games with women?
Oh, no. How dare they?
They wouldn't dare.
SD, I got the Nintendo way back in 1985. I'm telling you, or whatever year the first Metroid game came out. Anyway, Samus didn't appear in Fortnite because Nintendo wanted her to be a Switch exclusive. Can you imagine Nintendo doing something like this?
Yeah. Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Yes, we've done this dance.
That was a rhetorical question, Chase.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I mean, we've had Master Chief, we've had Doom Guy, we've had Kratos, we've had Aloy, all of these.
Darth Vader.
You know, iconic. Yeah, Darth Vader. Well, Star Wars will license itself to anything.
Hasn't licensed itself to this show.
That's true.
I try
to fix that. I mean,
George,
you know,
one call to George. We'll make
it. I got him.
For a while given us a license, but now
we're aligned with hard drive. Now that's no go.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's just funny. Nintendo is such a weird company. Like
they absolutely are.
You know, I've gotten to a point. I think if they weren't weird, I wouldn't like them as much. Like there's something like they're frustrating.
Yeah,
but there's like a charm to that. It sucks. Most of what they do,
it's a quirk. Sucks. They're quirky for sure.
But there is something that's like, you know, they fuck you, you fucking weirdo. But
they make some of the most incredible video games.
Ever. That's true. It's true.
And so, you know, maybe we're willing to forgive them for some of their peculiarities.
Well, I won't forget.
They shut down fighting game tournaments because they don't want Smash in there. And then they
They're still a corporation.
You guys keep vamping. I got to fix the next scene.
And, you know, all corporations, regardless of who is operating them, we'll probably do some.
You sound like shady, baby
or nefarious.
Fucking Billy. By the time I do this and this, I can't dare afford to pay anybody else.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's
shut up,
hard,
nerd.
Hard for us to find time to vamp to talk about how Nintendo's weird.
Yeah,
certainly not much to talk about there.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Those were all the big, not big. Those were all the stories that I pulled.
Sounds like some good ones. Thanks for doing that, Johnny. Why don't you two talk about what you got going on outside of the show?
I just had an interview with Nathan Grayson of Aftermath.site.
Nice. How'd that go?
Today on Minus Four. It was really good. He was someone I didn't know a ton about, but I know several of the people. I follow several people who are part of Aftermath.
Yeah. And
when I emailed their like company email, he volunteered to do an interview with me. So
that's really cool, man.
Chatted and he talked about he was one of the people that was like at the center of the like original Gamergate.
Oh god.
Okay. And
so he sees some shit.
Yeah, I learned through Googling his name that there's a Gamergate Wikipedia where these fucking just very sad people
that sounds
track really all the people that they hate.
That sounds very bad.
And organize harassment campaigns around. Hey, people that play games, hey gamers.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop being what?
Just stop. Stop being so fucking weird. Like video games. I love video games more than I love most things. But at the end of the day, I'm not like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you making this your entire identity? Why are you so concerned that you might see someone who you don't find conventionally attractive in a game or necessarily,
Stellar Blade discourse has been.
Oh, my God.
Very weird.
Yes. I think that game looks great. Really enjoyed the demo. It got good reviews. And then the narrative today, like fucking Grums, Mark Kern, that dipshit was like, yeah, I knew. There's going to be a wave of negative reviews about this.
Oh,
and then today when that didn't happen, he's like, yeah, like, once they caught wind, they changed their tunes. Like you're talking about the same people.
It's like the Aztec calendar predicts the end. Oh no, we got it wrong. It's actually,
is the park available on May 27th?
Yes. The guy sucks. I hate him. I was unaware of who this fan was a few weeks ago, and I can't stop seeing all the stupid shit he's saying. He's just another outrage grifter who like has these bona fides, so to speak, because he worked at Blizzard back in the day. He worked on the original WoW, which was, by the way, 20 fucking years ago, or longer, actually, since it would have been an active development before it actually was published. And he founds these studios, he raises a bunch of money, and then he fails to deliver a product. He's a fucking grifter. All he does is get people who are mad because of all the things that I just talked about.
You should talk to him for my support.
I would punch him in the face if I saw him on the street. He's an almost 60-year-old man.
Tell us how you really feel about it. Jesus.
He's just a stupid piece of shit, and he's just like, he is going to get somebody hurt because I don't know what he's searching for. Like, he wants to feel important, I guess, or like he is
nothing good.
Revolutionary fighting DEI and the woke mob. Like, get over yourself, dude. You're almost 60.
Look,
you haven't shipped a fucking product in 20 years. You're a grifter. Like, you're selling JPEGs of this game that doesn't exist and calling them skins. Get the fuck over yourself.
So what else you got going on, Johnny?
Yeah, anyway. if you like that, tune into Hard Drive for Johnny.
I'm sorry. I've been
Jesus all, like, I've, fucking yeah. Christ. Go chew some ice. God damn. I also
have a story about Dr. Mario with different colored bills.
Yeah, that's one of my comedy articles. I also do comedy.
Oh, that wasn't a comedy bit you just did?
It's not just an old band. I thought
it was funny. So Johnny does some stuff for Hard Drive. Link it in the chat there, Johnny, please. And thank you, Chase. Let's go to you next, and then we'll tell everybody what we do. What do you got going on?
I'm excited because Johnny will have gone longer than I will on my
board. That wasn't my sign off.
Johnny's sign off.
That counts.
Even in that.
Don't tell me to relax, Wes.
Is still shorter somehow than what you do. I don't know how.
No, we'll see. I've got two brand new things out this week. First up, came out on 420. That was an accident, but it actually ended up being a beautiful accident. There's a new episode of Pilot Program with me and good friend of the show, Pierce Bourchain. We watched the first episode of Desus and Marrow from Vice on 420. Perfect. Perfection.
Hot damn.
So that was beautiful. You can go to shows.acast.com/pilotprogram and check that episode out, or lots of our old stuff. I think we announced that our next episode is going to be on One Punch Man. Pierce has decided that every 10 episodes we're going to do anime. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I'll take it.
Don't twist my arm.
Oh my God.
Watch One Punch Man. That'll be fun. I've never seen it before. And then I also have a YouTube channel, Chase K Plays, where I've been playing Mario vs. Donkey Kong, the Switch remake of the 2004 GBA game. Episode 4 came out today. You can go watch that. I think I did Worlds 5 and 6. So only a couple more worlds left for that. That game continues to be really, really fun.
Very cool. All right, this is how you do this for both of you. We have a few things that we do every week. We were not live on Monday night. Unfortunately, I had some shit that crept up on me and I could not be live that night. And that impacted the quick look that was supposed to go up on Tuesday. But you will get to watch Pepper Grinder right there tomorrow morning on our YouTube channel. So if you're watching from YouTube, stay put. Tonight, we told you all about the games we've been playing and some of the fun things that we do when we get mad at the internet. And come back Friday night to find out exactly why the Mothman is so scary in Fallout 76 when I take Johnny and sacrifice him there. It's been a lot of fun.
When all of it's written out for you.
Not bad, right? So here, if you've watched us on Instagram, thank you so much. Let us know how it looked our first time there. YouTube, Twitch, we'll see you all Friday night. Take care, everybody.
Bye.